Investigators have uncovered widespread fraud in Iraq's defense ministry. This ministry had already come under scrutiny for its difficulty in training enough Iraqi troops. Now, a report by Iraq's Board of Supreme Audit found that at least $1 billion in funds earmarked to do that may have been lost to fraud. That money includes millions in kickbacks paid to ministry officials, officials who were appointed by the United States. We know all this thanks to Knight Ridder Newspapers. Their Baghdad bureau chief is Hannah Alem, and she joins us now from Baghdad. What can you tell us about where all this money went?
It's tied up in contracts with Pakistan, with Poland, with probably three or four other foreign governments and foreign companies, and they're not quite sure. Some of the contracts provided useful but highly overpriced equipment for Iraqi troops, and others just never showed up or appeared to be contracts that really weren't valid.
Contracts to non-existent companies and people is what you're talking about here.
The people existed, but government officials didn't know a lot about them. And some of the companies essentially were described to me as shell companies and didn't have a whole lot of background. Nobody in the business community here had really heard of them or conducted business with them.
Is there a central figure in all this scandal?
Yes, there was the senior Iraqi weapons buyer for the Ministry of Defense here. His name was Ziad Qattan. He was installed under the former Coalition Provisional Authority, the CPA, during the occupation administration. He was carried over into the interim government and kept on until this May when he was finally fired by the new elected government. But he was the central figure in all this. He was drawing up these contracts using shadowy middlemen who never made good on deals or were delayed or where this money was going, and it raised a lot of questions for the new government.
So he's one of the people who was appointed by American officials some time back. Have you had a chance to ask U.S. officials how they came across this man and how they came to trust him with such an important job?
Well, I sort of hit a brick wall in trying to discover exactly who hired him. But he had been in exile in Poland for about 30 years and came back with this wave of exiles that took over after the fall of the former regime. So he came in that era along with a lot of other former exiles and was carried on and given enormous responsibilities, despite the fact that not a lot of people had dealt with him or knew him, even in opposition circles outside Iraq. So he was sort of a stranger.
Was there any indication that he would know how to run a major chunk of a defense ministry after 30 years of exile in Poland?
I really don't know what the CPA saw in him, but evidently they saw enough in him to give him the number three position in a brand new ministry and access to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Now, how is the disappearance of all this money affecting Iraq's ability to fight the insurgency?
Some good did come from these contracts, even if the government was paying double, triple, or even more for the ammunition and weapons they were getting. But a lot of it deprived them of what could have been much more essential weapons and equipment like radios and guns. You know, Iraq doesn't need attack helicopters. Iraqi soldiers need guns. That's how it was explained to me by American and Iraqi officials who looked at some of these contracts and said, what on earth were these guys thinking? And, you know, basically the bigger the purchase, the higher the percentage they could take.
Okay, we've been talking to Knight Ridder Newspaper's Hannah Alem about a new report on corruption in Iraq's defense ministry. She's in Baghdad. Thanks very much.